We move on to our great mate from Sportsbet, brought to you by Sportsbet's Same Race Multi. Gamble responsibly. The great coal miner, Sean Eomrod's on the line. G'day, Shawnee.
G'day, boys. What a fill-up for the criminals of the Blue Mountains. If Jack's a Johnny Hopper, then they're in no danger of getting caught. What we're doing, man? Jackie boy.
I don't know. He's keen on Barbara. Hey, he's,
hang
keen
on.
He's keen on women coming out of bottles, apparently.
So just repeat that. This is probably the comments of the day. What a fill-up for the people of Blue Mountains if Jack is a Johnny Hopper. What do you know, Shawnee? Magic round's about to get in full readiness. Two more sleeps. What have you got there?
Yeah, Magic Round's going to be a carnival up there, as it always is, or has been the last couple of years. So I asked the boys on the trading floor to put up the total match points for the whole round. Forget about one game. I think there's going to be plenty of points in this round. And they put up what I think is a pretty skinny number here, boys, and I want to get Fletcher's opinion here. They put up 353.5, rather. Now, I think this could be about a third of the way home on Friday night. If you look at some of these games, we kick off with West taking on Newcastle, then we've got Manly, the Broncos. They're going to be points fests. I think this one might sail over. What do you reckon, Brian Fletcher?
Yeah, well, it's 40. What's that, 44 points? I've just done a quick mathematical calculation. It's 44 points if I take away the one. I'm going unders. I'm taking it on.
All right.
I'm taking
this
on.
This feels like a potential little, maybe a slab of four pines on the line. I'm keen to get around the overs there.
You're going overs. I'm going unders. Anyone else want to join in, Sugar?
See, whenever it seems too obvious, I feel like it's a trap.
Yeah.
So I'll go unders.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. 2-1, I'm getting here. Beautiful.
Okay.
That'll do, mate.
Rightio. What else you got, Shauno?
Well, we're only a month out from Origin 1, so I thought we'd go through the Origin 1 markets. Down there in the MCG, up there, because they'll be yelling, holding the ball out every chance they get down there. Head-to-head, we've got Queensland side out, slight outsiders, rather, $2.15, New South Wales $1.70. But what I'll touch on here is the first try scorer market that we've already got up. Now, I heard you say before, Fletch, you're hearing whispers that Jack Bird is going to be in the New South Wales 17, and we've got him up at $51 to score the first try. And the other one I want to speak about is Daniel Tupou, the incumbent winger for New South Wales. He's $26 to score the first try. And you're getting some juicy odds here, obviously, because we don't know if they're going to play. And if they don't, it's an all-in market, just like the horse racing futures. So you're going to do your money. But if you've got some inside word like you do, you might do, Brian, $51 about Jack Bird or potentially Daniel Tupou at 26-1 looks very, very big to me.
So, Shawnee, just to clarify, was that first try scorer or any time try scorer?
First. That was first try scorer.
50-1.
Not getting those odds about any time.
No, I thought we saw yesterday $51 for Jack Bird, the word.
That's what we thought because I leaked this out yesterday, Shawnee. My man Sugar was just delving into the dark web and came across...
Yeah,
I would trust you though.
Yeah, I'd always.
Well, you might be. You know what? You might be right here. I'm just going back to the keyboard to see where he is, Jackie Bird. I might have been looking at any time trial.
It was. I'm pretty certain it was.
Nah, it is. You're right. You're right. Sorry, boys, you've got me there, Jack Bird. Any time trial score.
Right.
Even bigger.
Load up. Yeah,
let's see if we can shift him in. Right. So he's $51. Doesn't take much to move the market there. $51 any time try scorer. Wow.
What numbers are you wearing, Fletch?
I'm going to say 15.
Oh, not three or four.
No.
He's your utility.
He's a utility.
Well, even still, $51 is outstanding.
Any time, of course.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Still too big.
Yeah, am I reading right? Have you got a WBW for Wong tomorrow? Because we've got full accounts at the moment.
Have you? Well, I heard you. You almost did a backflip on that thing.
Yeah,
after being out the gate. It's hard to trust when the money's off it. You do have to respect that. But I've got one. Wyong, race one. I didn't know you had a horse going around at Wyong tomorrow, Fletch. Bitcoin Baby, race one. $2.10. Great name. And WBW.
Hang on. Is this actually a WBW or have you just gone with the name?
This is actually, I saw the name and I've got onto our man, the Oracle from Belfast, who loves Wyong as a track, and $2.10, he said, it's the maiden, so that, you know, you're taking on a bit of trust.
Yep.
But WBW.
Perfect, because last week when Adam Peacock was here, there was a horse called Cryptocurrency that saluted.
Is that right?
At Warwick Farm. No, Canterbury.
And what he'll testify here, our man Shawnee, is that the Oracle of Belfast, he doesn't normally tip shorties. So if he's tipping a shorty, you want to be on it.
Barbara Eden.
That's right. Babs.
Babs, that's it. Hey, listen, who was your crush, by the way, when you were a young punk?
Oh, who was my crush? You know what? It's keeping with the something about Mary scene, I had a big crush on Cameron Diaz.
Ooh.
The little scene in that film where we're peeking through the window, that you might have caught a little glimpse there. That got me very excited as a young fella.
Very good, Shawnee. Well, I appreciate that, and we look forward to Bitcoin Baby saluting tomorrow at Wyong at approximately 5 minutes to one. So Fletcher will be on his fourth by then. It's his day off, so looking forward to that. Thank you very much, Shawnee. Heads up, punter. Sky Racing now available on Sportsbet. Watch Racing Live on the app or website. See sportsbet.com.au for details. Conditions apply, and gamble responsibly.